America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. I'm out west, baby. Go west, young man. I am in Ashburn, Virginia, as the Commanders get ready for the Steelers this weekend. It's funny, you know, this game has a ton of buildup, but because of the Lattimore trade, it's almost like the attention hasn't been on the game against the Steelers as much as, okay, what does this Lattimore trade do for Washington and kind of change things for the scope of this season? And I think it's important that we get back to just kind of focusing on Pittsburgh for the weekend. I know in the locker room yesterday talking with players, it doesn't seem like the players have the same conversational habits. Like they are excited about Lattimore. That certainly was a topic, but I think, you know, the way Dan Quinn coaches and the way this team is built, it's week to week. The focus is week to week. And this week it's Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh's a real good team, man. You know, Mike Tomlin hasn't had a losing season ever, which is just one of those absolutely banana stats in 18 years. He also doesn't seem like, when you look at Mike Tomlin, the Steelers coach, he doesn't seem capable of having been an NFL head coach for 18 years. Like, he just looks perpetually young. In 18 seasons, Tomlin has won about 64% of his games. He's 179, 102, and two. Two ties for good measure. Obviously has a Super Bowl ring, been to another one. This weekend's going to be no joke. Dan Quinn and Mike Tomlin go way back. Those guys have been, I think DQ was a graduate assistant on the William & Mary squad that was Tomlin's senior year. Like, I think Dan Quinn coached Mike Tomlin in some capacity at William & Mary, which is just crazy. Logan Paulson in today. B-Mitch got stuff going on. Logan, what's up, dude?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Just
Kind of reminiscing about coaching staffs and trees and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, well, dude, it's crazy for those two to have that kind of relationship that spans 40 years, 30 years.
I always think it's crazy. And I mean, obviously, this is an example that's relevant to this weekend. But there are these, like, these little hubs where it's 12 NFL coaches run the same college staff someplace, and they coach four players that became GAs the next year. And whatever it is about those environments that makes these guys want to coach is something that should be studied.
Well, it really is. And, like, how does it work for some of them and not for some of them?
Right.
B was on the Andy Reid Philly teams, right at like the turn of the millennium, I guess, millennia, whatever the plural would be there.
You make him sound so old when you say that.
Right, like early 2000s.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's way better.
And if you look at the coaches that came from those staffs, I mean, still coaching right now. Yeah. Obviously, Reid's still coaching. McDermott in Buffalo. Peterson in Jacksonville. Ron was here. Mm-hmm. Harbaugh. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And if you go further back to Holmgren's staff in Green Bay, then you get, like, that's kind of where Gruden broke in.
Yep. And then, like, the McVays.
Sure.
And all those guys.
And you were here. I mean, the Shanny era here.
Yeah.
You had all those young guys. I asked Will Montgomery this maybe last week or something.
But we gave you a great answer.
I think he kills it in the tech sector or whatever.
Yeah.
But if that dude ever wanted to do this, he'd be very good at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My question for you, you were on those staffs. You knew all those guys most of them are still young relatively, but they were young men then. That, like, when you're a young assistant position coach in the NFL. You are grinding. You're not making a ton of cash. And a lot of those dudes kind of live it up a little bit, too, when they have a couple nights off. Who's the biggest surprise out of all that group that's having so much success?
That's a tough question. You know, obviously Sean, everyone talks about how he was kind of the boy wonder, and it was very obvious. Same thing with Kyle. Like, they had that kind of seemingly natural trajectory. I think one guy is Matt LaFleur. Obviously, Matt LaFleur's a great guy, really smart. But, you know, when I met him and I knew him in the very beginning, he was the quarterback coach here. And he was very kind of quiet. He wasn't that confident yet. I mean, he was an awesome guy to be around. He was great in front of the team. But he hadn't had that kind of developmental moment yet. And then I remember talking to Matt Ryan about him when he was in Atlanta. And he said he grew up a lot there because he kind of had to manage Matt's personality, had to manage Kyle's personality, had to manage their relationship as kind of the in-between. And I think that probably gave him a lot of confidence, according to Matt Ryan, to kind of grow up and kind of be a more assertive personality, someone that had the confidence to get up in front of the room. Another one is Mike McDaniels. Mike McDaniels is one of the smartest human beings you'll ever be around, but he's a little bit unusual. And so, sure, you know, you're used to kind of a very specific type of person in front of the meeting room.
I mean, specific to McDaniels, he also had his own demons, had to work through all that. And I imagine you probably weren't aware of it.
I wasn't aware of it.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, like, you know, you're kind of, you know, the crew cut, the guy that gets up and sounds a certain way, the very Sean McVay-ish.
Yeah.
And then, you know, for Mike to be able to get up in front of the team and relate in the way that he does, I wasn't sure the NFL player was ready for a guy like that, because he's plenty smart. He's one of the smartest people you've ever met. Played at Yale. Yeah. He's incredibly smart. He loves ball. Great guy. But again, like, a little unusual. And for him to kind of have the confidence and grow up the same way Matt did, and for the NFL locker room to accept him, I think speaks to the direction the NFL is going, and the type of and the other thing I think it's cool, and this is probably a larger discussion, is leadership and how it looks different for different people, and you can kind of mold that to fit your personality.
Players, not plays, right?
Yeah.
Like, you got you can't try to be what you're not.
Like, you can't try to be Bill Belichick,
right? No, or dude, like, it's not just coaching, right? I'm not the same dude as Grant.
I was going to say, that's a great point.
You run different shows. Yeah. You gotta be what you are, and then push the gas as hard as you can and try to achieve in your own lane.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to be something else, it generally, like, in a lot of ways, I think Ron was kind of screwed here because of Dan and then the demise of the organization, frankly.
Yeah.
Like, over the
kind of all happening around the same
time. Yeah, during that, like, F it, we're going to sell.
Yeah.
Timeline, things were really bleak out here. Obviously, a different world now. But I also think Ron tried to become something else here. Like, he wanted to be this, like, CEO looking over everything. And I said this then. I was like, dude, you're a linebacker on the 85 Bears. Just go be a badass. And who cares what gets tweeted?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think you see that happen throughout the NFL. And, like, I'm curious if you've ever heard me say this, but I say it's the league of self-preservation.
Mm.
Because once you make it into pro football, you don't want to do anything else.
Right.
So many coaches, players, front office people will do anything they can to just keep their job. And sometimes that goal of just maintaining your position doesn't run parallel to winning.
I think that's 100% right. And I think it's a larger discussion about whether they feel like they don't want to do anything else or they feel like they can't do anything else, because you put so much time equity into this industry.
Totally.
And so you do see a lot of people that kind of say, oh, I gotta worry about myself. And that's one thing I will say, having played for Dan and having worked with him, you know, in the tangential way that we work with him now, he is a guy that doesn't really care about that. He cares about self-growth. And he cares about growth of other people as well. And I think that's what makes him so special, is seeing him now in this opportunity. He's different than he was in 2017 when I saw him when I was in Atlanta. And that's cool that you're that self-aware and that you can get that done. Because, like you're saying, like, a lot of guys, like, you get in those meeting rooms. Like, I've had position coaches, guys that I have a lot – or that I had a lot of respect for, who would tell you one thing in the meeting. You'd go execute on the practice field. The head coach would get pissed off at you, and you'd be like, that's what I was told to do. And then you'd kind of look to that coach and be like, can you take this bullet for me? Because I'll take it for you if you want me to, and they won't say anything. And I think it's a jacked-up industry in that regard, because it's a lot of money.
It really is.
It's a lot of prestige, and it takes a special kind of courage to stand up in those moments and do what's right all the time.
And not everybody does. And I think that's what fans don't always see, especially you get to this time in the calendar. You look at what's going on in Chicago.
Oh.
With the game here, the corner is jawing with fans during the last play. The next week, their star receiver they just paid a ton of cash to, and I think DJ Moore's a great player, and by all accounts of my interactions, a good dude, and he's walking off the field. You've got a mess going out there, right? So the staff and the players probably recognize the coach is getting fired. Like, the next 2 months are a straight-up scramble drill to, am I going to be able to keep my job? How do I show ownership? Like, and when that starts to happen late in seasons, it's just a disaster. And it's toxic and all of these things. That's not what's happening here, though.
It's not what's happening here, which is nice. Nice change.
Dude.
Because the past couple years, it's felt that way.
Well, and not to oversimplify something, but
there's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
They make the trade for Marshon Lattimore, right? Which is a real, hey, we're in this thing kind of move. Like, we're not backing down. We're here to compete. We'll see what happens. There's no guarantees in life, no guarantees in pro football, but they're here to compete. And to your earlier point about DQ, that he's for self-growth, and you could tell the earnestness with that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's sincere. It's genuine, yeah. Right? And how he's pushed that to this team in a lot of ways. So you trade for Marshon Lattimore. Guy's a four-time Pro Bowler, Rookie of the Year. He's an established NFL veteran.
Yep.
Got the all-important second contract, like all the things, right? He wears number 23. Chris Rodriguez, I talked to him yesterday in the locker room. Rodriguez has been up and down from the practice squad this year, full on the roster last year. But Rodriguez was just an integral part of a road win in the division. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't call him a necessarily like established NFL vet or anything, but he's been a part of this team, was draft pick, all that. Immediately, he just gives Lattimore the 23. And I kind of looked around in the equipment room, like the available numbers for a running back aren't that cool. Like, just to be honest. But I asked him about it in the locker room. He talked about it. He's like, man, I've been here a year and a half. Like, this dude's a vet. I understand the big picture of things. And I just think that is a microcosm that speaks to what they're building here, and it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and just to talk about Chris Rodriguez for a second, like, I've had multiple interactions with him. He is one of the coolest team-first guys that I've ever met. You know, like, he works hard in the weight room. He works hard on the field. Like, he is a kind of an archetypical, stereotypical, maybe is a better word, like Dan Quinn guy. You know, like, he's team first, he works hard, he's about the grind, he's about ball. And so, again, like, this is an opportunity for him to make probably $50,000, you know, making Marshon Lattimore by the number. But I also think that, like, he understands it, and that's a really cool thing. It's cool. And I think, you know, it speaks to the type of individual he is, it speaks to the culture, and it also speaks to a larger vision, like you're talking about, of the types of guys that Dan and this organization want in the building. And I'll tell you, like, people talk about this all the time. Oh, we need to be tougher. We need to be, you know, more self-driven. Like, some of that is just bringing the right people in.
Sure.
And I think that's what you see here. Like, it would have been so easy to let Chris Rodriguez walk. But you bring him back to practice squad, you prioritize him. And I think you're prioritizing the person. You're not necessarily prioritizing the player, but the type of individual that he is, knowing that he's going to get better. And I think you see it in the game against the New York Giants last weekend.
And the practice squad, the rule changes, I mean, COVID messed up the whole planet, right? But there were how it changed and restructured NFL rosters has been for the better.
I think so too.
Because practice squad guys are now basically part of the team.
100%.
With the Saturday night elevations has changed it, but they also travel with the team now.
Yeah.
Like they're just around more. There's far less of a separation, and they're just in the locker room all the time. Like it's just the practice squad is really an extension of the team. You hear DQ talk about coach at 70, like they mean that. They consider this 1-70. I think one of the biggest problems during Snyder's entire era, but then particularly like kind of from once Bruce got involved, is they zeroed in on like the four players that mattered and everybody else was kind of an afterthought. And that's just a disastrous way to run a football team, a sport where you have 22 starters and 40 dudes that are going to play a lot every Sunday.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Well, I think the thing to me too is it allows you to be a little bit more of a developmental league, keep guys that are fringe around organizations for longer. And I think when you look at some of the best organizations in the NFL, they do a great job of developing talent internally. And I think there's a lot of value there. And if you're looking for competitive edges in the NFL, this is a larger kind of thought experiment, is if you are really good at developing your practice squad players, they can become contributors to your roster in 2 years. And they're around. They know the offense. They know the culture. They know what you need. And if you can get that physical improvement from them on the field, you're going to be a dangerous team. And so I think, I think Dan understands that with the comments. That's how he was in it. Like I remember in Atlanta, we were always talking about Atlanta. We used to have a player-led developmental period every Wednesday. So we'd stay out, and I was the oldest person in the tight end room, and we would do tight end drills. Like we'd run routes or we'd do blocking drills, and I led that drill. And that was Dan was like, we need to make sure we develop these guys. And then on Friday, after the walkthrough, they would have a full kind of 7-on-7 period with the practice squad guys so that they were getting their reps and developing in the offense. And I just think to myself, like, that's the right way to approach this because it adds so much depth and continuity to your organization. And again, it speaks to the importance of coaches and making sure that they are developmental guys. Because for a long time, I remember having conversations with coaches when I first got here and then being straight up, I was a rookie. They were like, it's not my job to develop you. It's your job to develop yourself. There's truth there. You can help me develop myself. You can kind of give me the framework. And I think if you can help some of these guys come along, like think about Chris Rodriguez. Like,
just because that's true doesn't mean it's necessarily right. You can do more.
Yes, right, 100%. And so I think about like the Chris Rodriguez example because we're talking about him. Like think about
the kid Yankoff to go to tight end position.
100%. Yeah. Like he's an athletic, high upside guy, good on teams. If he develops
his ass off.
If he develops a little bit on teams, like you have a guy that could potentially replace Zach Ertz in a couple of years from an athletic standpoint.
Well, and dude, just from a straight-up roster, like, building, Bates in his third year, right?
Yeah.
Going into fourth, if that dude can – now, John is a dog-ass blocker. I don't think you'd be in a hurry to move on. But, like, you can try to build your own succession plans if it works right.
And just, like, how he fits – and I think that's the other thing. It's like, this is your first year. Development isn't just the tactical, technical element of the position. It's helping him establish his role and understanding the techniques you want him to deploy in terms of blocking some of these runs. And
totally.
I think that's something, again, if you have a good coaching staff, and David Rye, the tight end coach, does a great job of that.
I think he could be a head coach someday. I think Blau's going to be an OC someday. I think Simmons on the defensive side of things is going to be a DC someday.
Yeah.
I think if this thing goes well, Joe Witt's getting interviews. If it ain't this cycle, it's next cycle.
Yeah.
Like, this staff seems loaded again, and I've seen loaded staffs before, and then they weren't for a while. It just seems different.
And it just shows you how important coaching is and getting the right people in. And I think,
not to mention Cliff, who's obviously going to get the pick of the litter.
And I think Cliff, you know, you'd have to ask him this, but to me it feels like he's perfectly content, at least for the next
100%.
Year or two, of doing this.
Well, it helps that Arizona's still paying him head coaching money. But, dude, if you're Cliff and you've got Jaden, and you've got DQ, who's an awesome dude to work for, but also takes all the pressure off. Cliff has to do media once a week. He doesn't seem to mind it. He comes in, he tells him, he's like one funny one-liner every week, and then he's like, all right, see y'all next week. Like, he doesn't have any of the stuff involved with head coaching, and you continue to build this thing with Jaden.
Well, do you remember like when he left Arizona, that was the thing he talked about, just like how it pulled his focus away from the thing he really wanted to do, which was be an offensive coordinator and call plays.
Right.
And I think if you're getting back into the league after your hiatus, you know, to Thailand or wherever you went, like just making sure you feel good about your role in the end? I remember this is a really interesting kind of.
We do have to go to break. I'm going to try to keep us on time.
Yeah. So right now, yeah, we'll hold that thought.
Hold that thought. Real quick, just to wrap up the C-Rod thing, I thought this made a lot of sense that DQ specifically talked about Chris Rodriguez in his opening statement yesterday. He said, I think Chris Rodriguez was the latest to show that he's down for the cause and just wanted to make sure that's the responsibility of all 70 on the roster. When we're developing people, it's to get ready to play. I think that's really smart, heady stuff from DQ. He wasn't asked. He said it on his own. Impressive stuff from the head coach as they move into this new world with Marshawn Lattimore on the roster.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.